This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's my brother.
Well, Wiggy's diagnosed it when it comes to the Celtics illness, and in his mind, it is the fact that Jason Tatum does not have a big brother. We need some kind of a volunteer big brother.
A little mentor will be help. Your superstar has your team, our team, my team, second best record in the NBA. Better than all these other all-stars out there that you guys talk about and all these other guys. At least, listen, I know he didn't play well in the finals. At least he's been to a finals before. He's been in a couple Eastern Conference finals. The joke has been to zero. Joel Embiid been a zero. Besides Giannis, I think right now Giannis is the one guy that is, you know, obviously can carry and elevate his team. But the way Tatum has pretty much all year long carried this team to the second best record in the Eastern in the NBA, and basically what you've been able to see him grow into as a player. Keep talking when Tatum's gone, and we are now at the bottom of the barrel.
That's what you're worried about. Yep. That's what you're really worried about.
And when we're fighting for the playing game.
You brought this up yesterday. I don't think it was on air. I think it was when me, you, and Courtney were talking during a commercial break that you're worried that if people keep saying negative things about Jaylen Brown, we're going to lose him around here.
Okay. I mean, that's a reality.
So then we should just not do this for a living. We should just, like,
that's the
sit
case
around.
With every player.
Huh?
That's the case with every player. I actually don't find Jaylen Brown to be the type of player that lets anything affect him.
But why?
When
why?
It comes to what fans or what the media wants to say about him, I think he's very outspoken. He has never let the backlash from anything, whether it was warranted or not, get in his head or get in the way of what he wants to do.
But we've had this conversation before. I mean, people call in all the time, listeners call in and say, oh, you guys don't whether it was Brady or whether it was this other player, you guys don't let, you know, show him enough love. You're going to run this guy out of town. Now, all of a sudden, now.
I don't think we've said that. And the other point is.
No, we've said that.
I think it's very clear.
No,
very
we said that.
Okay.
Don't act like we haven't now.
We all said it. We all said we
selective hearing.
Wait, what did you say we said?
Where we've talked about how the fan base could run a player out of town. We've done it with Brady.
I've never said that about anybody.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I mean, we do about Mac.
Okay. But who,
maybe not you.
Whatever the case is, I watched this awesome interview with Jason Tatum that aired on E60, one of the ESPN things before the season. He has overcome more than I could fathom. He grew up in a house where they didn't have food. He had this neighbor that gave him dinner. Like, to say that this, like, some critical conversation is going to throw Tatum off.
What does that mean? You grew up in a house that don't have dinner.
Because you're treating him like he's weak.
No,
he's
not. It's not. It's about it.
He doesn't need a big brother.
Listen, you can grow up in a bunch of different environments. You can grow up in, you know, with, we talk about Ja Morant. Ja Morant grew up in a two-parent household, went to private schools.
Why do you keep shifting this conversation?
Because you brought up Tatum's background.
Right, and I'm saying that he doesn't need a big brother.
And I'm telling you,
more than most people.
And what I'm telling you is your background means nothing. Your background could play into it, but if you still need somebody that might be a good mentor, that's why I brought up the Ja Morant.
But I think, like, your lead this morning, which was that if the Celtics don't get back to and win the finals, it's on Brad Stevens for not giving Jason Tatum a big brother.
I think,
mentor him.
I think
it's somewhat insulting to Jason Tatum.
I think because he lost his guy in Ime.
He got his guy in Ime.
But he
him. When he had his guy Ime last season, they won the championship, right?
No, they were two games away.
Oh, okay.
So the Big Brother thing didn't really pay off.
No, it did change. Because they went from Eastern
Conference. It didn't help him.
How does it not help him? You went from going to the Eastern Conference Finals, because we always crapped on.
Losing in the finals because Jason Tatum disappeared.
No, we always.
Because he had fatigue.
We always crapped on Wick about them always. Three of the last Eastern Conference Finals appearances. We always crapped on him. They changed the coach. They got to the NBA Finals. So they did take another step. Now, let's not act like we didn't sit here and say, Wick, are you satisfied with Eastern Conference Finals? Because that's what it seems like. And then they switch the coach and they get to the finals. Then he loses the coach and now they're going backwards.
But I think everybody is on the same page. When you're saying that, I understand you're trying to say, you know, Tatum is the best and this could help him. But in fact, you're saying that Tatum is supposed to be the best. He needs somebody else to make him the best. That's not a compliment.
Well, Jordan needed Pippen.
But here's my question to you, Wiggy, and I understand your point somewhat, but you yell and rail from your seat about how Mac Jones needs to elevate the players around him.
Right.
Yet Jason Tatum, the third pick in the draft, one of the top five best players in the NBA, needs somebody to elevate him?
Jason Tatum has your team at the second best record in there. Mac Jones doesn't elevate the team enough to where they can even get to the playoffs.
Right, so maybe he needs a Big Brother.
But does I don't know because I'm not there. None of us are there. But does Jason Tatum seem like a guy who, when the Celtics are on the skid that they're on, is going to walk in there and go, guys, enough. We got to win some basketball games. We're heading into the playoffs. We want to have the best possible chance of advancing. Wait. Seeding matters. We got to win these games. Does he seem like that kind of guy to you? Because he doesn't seem that way to me.
I think he seems, when we heard him speak about they got to do better, I could see him going it. He might not be throwing chairs and banging his fists, but he's doing, when you compare him to other superstars, and that's what I'm trying to do here, is because I think that a lot of you guys are like, oh, Tatum's this, Tatum's that, but look what he's been able to do with this team.
Here is Chris in the car. Hello, Chris.
Good morning.
What's up?
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. Chris, we'll come back to you in a moment. Hold on real quick. Roy, hello, Roy.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up,
I
Roy?
I think that's where – I think the you guys are both right. I think Wiggy's comparing it right now to the rest of the league, and I think Tatum – would be able to win a championship because I don't think the league itself has many leaders other than you could say Giannis, LeBron, and Curry, and then after that it's open.
I think again, if you're talking about adding talent, okay, we can talk about that. That's what, you know, you bring up Scottie Pippen. I don't think Scottie Pippen taught Michael Jordan how to be a leader.
No.
Michael Jordan was a leader.
Yeah, but when Jordan got there.
Scottie Pippen was the talent that he needed by his side. Maybe you can argue that Jaylen Brown isn't the guy. I mean,
when Jordan got there, there was probably guys that kind of helped him throughout where he needed to be. But you were also talking about Jordan, the greatest of all time. You can never compare, as of right now, you can never compare Tatum and Jordan. So anytime you bring up Jordan, that's like, you know, you're talking about apples and oranges. I'm talking about...
What about comparing Tatum to Steph Curry?
Okay, Steph Curry. And I think the turnaround for Steph Curry was the addition of Steve Kerr.
Oh, my God. Steve Kerr do that's so uniquely leadery?
I think it was just the experience that Steve Kerr brought from being with those Bulls teams that was able to change the...
Then the Celtics should hire Bill Cartwright.
Well, so why didn't the Golden State Warriors win a championship with Mark Jackson?
They were close. The same reason that the Bucks didn't win with Dungy and they won the next year.
No, Gruden.
Why? I don't think Gruden's a better coach than Dungy.
So
certain players get to a certain point and win.
No, the coaches then changes and then changes the culture. We do it with Jim Montgomery and Bruce Cassidy. Changes the culture, which then allows the...
Okay, that's a different argument. Now you're back to the coaching. Your lead this morning was to deflect away from the argument that Jason Tatum
needs to put
his team on his back and be a leader, and he's not that guy.
He brought up Curry, and in the Curry situation, there wasn't that guy. There was the coach. You don't have the coach, so you need the guy.
But if the Patriots make it to the playoffs this year and Mac Jones throws four picks and they lose, You're not going to come in the next day and say, they got to build around Mac. They just got to get someone that can mentor him. You would say he's got to go, but with Tatum, it's never his fault.
No,
yet he is far more talented than Mac.
Well, that's why Brian Hoyer's gone, is because he wasn't mentoring Mac
right.
properly.
But people said that Mac needed a mentor. Right? Did we not have that conversation?
I think we said he needed wide receivers.
No. Stop it. I'm not comparing them. Yeah. I'm just saying that we talked about players needing that type of mentor. He brought up Mac Jones. I didn't bring up Mac Jones. So I'm bringing up Tatum. That's what guys need. You don't have the coach. Sometimes you need that player.
I just think it's an issue if you constantly have to be making excuses for your superstar.
Thank you. Well put.
That's my issue.
No.
Last season was fatigue. What's it going to be this season? Oh, he doesn't have a big brother. They changed the coach.
All right, so if they don't win, then there's if the Bruins don't win, then it's not on Bergeron. We make excuses for Bergeron, right?
If they don't win, it's on the players.
We talked about how he had a play through injury.
Yes,
when he had his ribs.
I don't know what your argument is. Yes, no. If they don't win, it's on the players.
But I think if you look at
I'm not putting it on Jim Montgomery.
No, but if you look at the way they're playing, if he's playing well, Bergeron, and the coach decides to make a bad change, whether it's goalie or not lines or power play, isn't it then on the coach for not making the proper adjustments?
No, it's on the players if they don't win.
So then it's all in your mind, it's always on the players.
Well, it's also different with Bergeron. Once you win a championship, the way you're viewed has changed. If Tatum wins one, all this conversation goes away.
No, I don't think this conversation, because then it'll be like he has to win multiple. This conversation ain't going away. Anyway. I just want to know what's on for Greg. If you don't win, it's strictly on players.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.